And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 17th of January, 2014. It's the birthday of the youngest of the Bronte sisters, Anne Bronte, born in Thornton, Yorkshire, 1820. She was a shy young woman, especially close to her sister, Emily. They made up stories together. When she was 19, she took a job as a governess and 6 years later returned home and began writing. Her first novel, Agnes Grey, sold pretty well in 1847, and her second, The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, 1848, was a big hit. Within the next year, three of the four Bronte siblings, Emily, Anne, and their brother Branwell, died of tuberculosis. Anne was the last of the three to die, and as she died, she whispered to her sister Charlotte, "Take courage." It's the birthday of the poet William Stafford, born Hutchinson, Kansas, 1914, author of many books of poems, a conscientious objector during the Second World War. He was interned as a pacifist in civilian public service camps, Arkansas, California, fighting fires, building roads. He wrote about it in his memoir, Down in My Heart. And it's the birthday of Michelle Obama, born Michelle Robinson in Chicago, 1964, grew up on the south side of Chicago. Her father worked for the city water plant. She skipped the second grade, went to the first magnet high school in Chicago, ranked second in her graduating class, went off to Princeton, then to law school at Harvard, and met Barack Obama at the law firm in Chicago, where they both worked. It's the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, born Boston, 1706. Only had 2 years of formal schooling, but he read a lot and read early on the essays of Joseph Addison and Richard Steele. And he said in his autobiography, "Writing well became of great use to me in the course of my life and was a principal means of my advancement." He wrote under the pen name Richard Saunders, Poor Richard's Almanac. It came out for 26 years, weather predictions, household hints, poetry, essays, and adages, such as "Married in haste, we often repent at leisure," and "Where there's marriage without love, there will be love without marriage." Here's a poem for today by Dana Gioia, New Year's. Let other mornings honor the miraculous. Eternity has festivals enough. This is the feast of our mortality, the most mundane and human holiday. On other days, we misinterpret time, pretending that we live the present moment. But can this blur, this smudgy in-between, this tiny fissure where the future drips into the past, this fly speck we call now, be our true habitat? The present is the leaky palm of water that we skim from the swift, silent river slipping by. The new year always brings us what we want, simply by bringing us along to see a calendar with every day uncrossed, a field of snow without a single footprint. New Year's, a poem by Dana Gioia from Interrogations at Noon, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.